Kentucky Derby this Saturday. First Saturday in May. And join Discovery Depot at the Kentucky Derby celebration coming up this weekend. Joining us to talk more about it this morning, first off, the Executive Director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum, Denise Bradburn. Denise, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
In your very nice derby hat, Eva.
Yes, I feel like I'm ready to go.
You need to put a little more of an accent in that, though.
Oh, yes, I do.
Also, joining us, Trent Cox from F&M Bank. Trent, good morning. How are you doing today?
I got
the wrong mic turned on. Let me get the right one. Here we go. Now we can hear you. Morning. Oh, wait. It's still not working. Here. Oh, I know. One more button. Tyler, someday I'm going to learn how all these buttons work.
Okay. There's a lot of them.
But Trent in the seersucker and the straw hat, perfect, ready to go to work and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
it's a perfect day for it. All right, so a big event coming up this Saturday to benefit Discovery Depot, 3 to 7 p.m. Well, Denise, talk about kind of the whole process and why you came up with this this big event.
Well, it's actually Jimmy's Pizza that came to us. They've had Kentucky Derby themed nights or evenings at their place before. Of course, not last year, but the year before they did one here in Galesburg, and I'm assuming they used to do it in their old location as well. So they approached me, and it sounded like a fun idea, something that no one else is really doing. And so we jumped on board, and we're pretty excited to partner with them on it.
Yeah, and it's a perfect spot for it because the place is big enough that you can, you know, socially distance and everything you need to do. So, it's just kind of a perfect spot to do an event like that.
Absolutely. And with the 3 to 7 p.m. time frame, there's a lot of time for people to come and enjoy some of it, come and go, you know, as you want. If you can come at 3 and not be there at 5:50, I think, is when the race is. Or maybe you come right before the race and stay till 7. So it just gives us a lot of flexibility that they allowed us to be in their restaurant for that long.
Talk about how it's going to benefit Discovery Depot.
Yes, absolutely. Jimmy's Pizza is giving us $3 of every large pizza that they sell, whether that be dine-in or carry-out. So if you're not comfortable coming down to Jimmy's Pizza for the event, you can order carry-out. We also are getting proceeds from specialty drinks. They have two specialty drinks that they are creating. Both have bourbon in them. Both are going to be named after the horses in the race. And so if you order one of those specialty drinks, again, dine in or right now, you can also carry those out. The museum will get proceeds from that. We also have a great lineup of sponsors that are helping us with the event. And then costumes. We have a costume contest, $5 for to enter the contest, and we have some great prizes. So obviously best ensembles, best hat, bow tie, best horse themed attire, whether you want to be dressed like my friend Trent here or come as a jockey.
Or as an actual horse.
As an actual horse. Right, you could take home the
prize. You don't want to be the back end, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But yes, so there are a lot of different ways. It's not a traditional guest bartender night as we've done in the past. We kind of steered away from that. And we have some fun raffles, and I'll let Trent talk about the raffles because the proceeds will go to the museum as well.
And Trent's holding back a little bit this morning because of one of the contests. You got the seersucker, you got the straw hat, but you held back on the bow tie. You didn't want to tip your hand.
Didn't want to give it away. it's a contest.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
I get geared up for that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the other things happening in the contest, raffles and everything. Looks like we got some really fun stuff happening.
Yeah, we got a bourbon is obviously really hot right now. It's hard to find. So we contacted a bunch of local folks to donate some Blanton's bourbon. I mean, you get a couple $100 bottle of bourbon that you cannot find anywhere. We'll be raffling those off for tickets. You buy tickets and you get a chance to win. We also have Willett, some Eagle Rare through Buffalo Trace, and Elijah Craig. Mr. Carlin actually donated some cool Derby glasses to go with that as well. So we're kind of excited about that because they're hard to find if you're a bourbon connoisseur. These are bottles that you can't find somewhere.
Yeah, and it's a must-have for any Derby event, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We did throw into the raffle a few other things. So there are a couple bottles of wine and a mint juleps kit, making kit, so you can take that home and enjoy that at home this summer. And also, we do have a Kate Spade purse. So we did throw a few other things in if you're not a bourbon drinker that you could try to win with the raffle.
But if you're like Tyler and a Kate Spade purse fan, it's even better, right?
Well,
why not?
Nail on the head there.
Exactly.
Tom.
Maybe you could carry a bottle of bourbon in your Kate Spade purse. Who knows?
Along with my cognac.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you mentioned the mint juleps, and you said they're going to have some other specialty drinks that they're making. Named after the horses. I'm guessing, I mean, the obvious would be Midnight Bourbon and Bourbonic. I wonder if that's the names of the drinks or not, or if it's, you know, soup and sandwich.
Right. So, yeah. Who knows? I'm letting that creativity come from the Jimmy's Pizza folks. They know what they're doing. So they've been very excited to kind of transform their restaurant into a Kentucky Derby-themed place to go.
Well,
so
Jim and Deb are pretty creative. They'll come up with something good. Looking forward to that. Absolutely. Well, like, for instance, okay, we've got I mentioned there is a horse in the studio right in the corner. You're right, Tyler. Kind of just stares, doesn't
he?
Yeah. It's a little
yeah,
bit,
he follows
little bit scared,
me across
but
the room.
Very calm, though. All right, well, let's talk about the horse and what's going on with the horse here.
Well, the horse actually was Deb's idea.
Okay.
But we were going to do some photo ops for so you can't be without the Derby without a
right.
You know, photo of the horse, right? So we're not sure the name of the horse. I liked Hot Rod Charlie because that was one of the horses.
Right.
Maybe Bourbonic. I don't know. That was...
Yeah.
Probably not Soup and Sandwich.
Yeah, probably not.
No, probably not. I don't know if Jim's going to come up with a pizza like called The Secretariat or something.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a good idea either. But so, Denise, you also mentioned you're going to have the rose.
One of the things about partnering with Discovery Depot is we have a whole lot of creative folks that work for us. So we actually do have the Horseshoe of Roses that'll be a part of that photo op. There will be a lot of roses of all kinds in Jimmy's Pizza for the event. It's going to be beautifully decorated. So it is. If you're dressed up, it's a great place to get those selfies or Snapchat photos going and have fun with it.
Is there going to be more than one horse, or is this the one?
This is the one.
This is the horse. Wow. So we've been blessed by having the horse in our studio again, just staring at us. But keeping very calm, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell much like a horse either, which is a good thing. So, and I don't know that Jim would allow that in the restaurant. But no, it's going to be a great event. Denise Bradburn, Trent Cox joining us here this morning. Coming up this Saturday, 3 to 7 at Jimmy's Pizza, the Kentucky Derby celebration. Join Discovery Depot for this event that's going to benefit Discovery Depot. Trent, talk a little bit about a sponsor with the F&M Bank being one of the sponsors. And, you know, we know that that these not-for-profits here in town, they need all the help they can get. And we have a community that really seems to step up and help, and talk about F&M and the others stepping up as sponsors.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity. Things are starting to open back up a little bit. And so when Jimmy's and the Depot decided to do this, I mean, we were more than happy to jump on board. It's just going to be a fun event. I mean, people can get out. And I did want to mention, too, it is dine-in or carry-out. So if you didn't want to come in, you could call your order in, and as long as it's a large pizza, we still get the donation. So,
yeah.
Yep, and if I can just give a shout-out to our sponsors, Jimmy's Pizza and Jason Lumberry, a Country Financial, are our two big sponsors for this event. And we also have Midwest Bank, Gale Credit Union, F&M Bank, of course, as you had mentioned, Terry Welty at Envision, and Envision Insurance, and Tom and Ann Golden. And, of course, the museum has corporate sponsors that help us throughout the year. And that includes, again, F&M Bank, G&M, Blick Art Materials, and OSF.
So, yeah, and it takes everybody. It takes the community to help keep things running. And there's so much going on still. You talk about things getting open back up. Well, you've got so many events that have been going on and still to come on top of this event, especially for the kids at Discovery Depot. After all, it is the Children's Museum. But every now and then you got to have something else fun to help raise funds. And there's so much going on. Of course, I just mentioned I was there this past Saturday. You had the Build a Dragster event. But, just, I mean, if you go either to the Facebook page for Discovery Depot or the website, I mean, my goodness, is there anytime you're not busy there?
We are busy. We are offering a lot of programs right now for our community. We want people to know that we're back and that it's safe to come there. We have a lot of floor space, and our playground and caboose are now open as well with the arrival of spring. And so we're just trying to get people back into the museum and enjoying all the exhibits and the programs that we offer.
Absolutely. It's a great place. Now, so the event's Saturday, 3 to 7. You recommend reservations. How would somebody go about getting their reservation?
They just need to call Jimmy's Pizza. They're taking table reservations, and when they're full, they're full. So, yep, and I think they still have some tables left as of last night, so I would definitely recommend doing that if you want to come and attend the event.
Yeah, and even if you can't, even if the reservations are full at that point, you can still order the large pizza, and $3 of every large will go to Discovery Depot, so it all helps out. So raffles, lots of prizes, some Kentucky Derby-themed specialty drinks. Of course, the great food at Jimmy's available for purchase. And the
bow tie contest.
And the bow tie contest.
Trent's going to win.
Best ensemble. I'm interested to see. I can't wait to see pictures of that. With the seersucker suit and you got the straw hat. How was it easy to find that hat, or did you have it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I did have most of the attire.
Okay.
You can't see the red shoes.
Most people would know that I probably would have most of the attire.
Okay.
Tom, you can't see the red shoes where you're sitting at, but I can.
You gotta be rocking some.
There you go. Oh, and the socks too. Even better. Yeah. Polka dot socks. Oh my gosh.
And I did get a sneak peek at Jimmy's outfit that Dev got for him. So it'll be
he didn't figure it out himself. Dev
That's
did it.
Right.
Okay. Okay. He's going to be even better then.
He's going to be in the contest. That's for sure.
Well, it's interesting, Denise. You were telling me about with the hats, of course, the big thing with the ladies and their hats at the Kentucky Derby. You said that it wasn't, that those are pretty widely available and that even they're listed as Kentucky Derby hats.
Some of them are listed as Kentucky Derby hats. Yeah. So it's pretty, it's fun because you can get all kinds of things. So it was fun shopping.
Yeah, well, later this morning we'll get our interview posted, and on our Facebook page we'll have the picture of Trent and Denise and the horse in their derby attire, sans bow tie. Yeah. But that's all right. If you want to see Trent's bow tie, Saturday is the day to do it, 3 to 7 p.m. at Jimmy's Pizza, Discovery Depot, and the Kentucky Derby celebration. Anything else we need to know about the event itself?
Well, I think come and be prepared for some fun. You know, I've learned a lot about the Kentucky Derby through this planning of this event. I was pretty much a novice in that arena, the shortest sporting event there is, you know. So I think there will be a great opportunity to really come out and have some fun and support the museum.
Absolutely. And Trent, we already knew one of the most important things about the Derby is bourbon, right?
Well yeah, I mean, of course.
it only makes sense, right? Yeah. Mint juleps and what's the main ingredient? Bourbon, of course. But it sounds like it's going to be a really, really great time. And again, a way for people to help the community and help a great entity here in town.
We do have an event page on our Facebook page. So if you're interested, you can go to our Facebook page at Discovery Depot, and there is a Kentucky Derby celebration event, and you can even see the specialty bottles of bourbon that Trent mentioned. And special thanks to those donors that gave us something from their stash.
Their private stash. We had to pry it from them.
Wow. So. Well, there you go. See, even better. More, you just took it. Pry it from the cool.
Maybe
I
had to buy
them
something.
Maybe. Well,
I had no idea that bourbon was so hard to come by.
Yeah, it's pretty, like I said, it's a big deal right now. Mm-hmm. And there you go. Well, this should be a great, really fun event. Again, it's coming up Saturday. Give Jimmy's Pizza a call to make your reservations. Reservations are recommended. You don't have to stay for the whole thing, but it's going to be fun if you do. 3 o'clock to 7, of course, the race right around just before 5 or right after 5, somewhere
5:50.
Around there. 5:50. Okay. Yeah. So, but 2 minutes. Yeah. Fastest 2 minutes in sports, and it's always fun. And I don't know, maybe they can make some side bets on the horses or something. I don't know if that's legal.
We might have some fun things going on.
There may be some other fun things going on. Well, again, call Jimmy's Pizza to get your reservations. And again, check out Discovery Depot's Facebook page, their website as well. There's so many programs going on for the kids, grandkids, whoever, memberships available as well.
Oh, absolutely. The best thing for the value. If you're going to come more than once, you might as well buy that annual membership.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Denise Bradburn, Discovery Depot, also Trent Cox from F&M Bank. Guys, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yep.
Do you have a bow tie in your closet? Maybe we'll see you there.
I don't. You know, my brother used to have some really good ones from back in the high school days. I remember borrowing one once. It was like a purple crushed velvet thing. I think he wore it to prom or something. So maybe we can dig that up. We'll see. Denise, Trent, thank you so much. Appreciate it.